Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says, Tov Hashem Lakol. Hashem always does good to all people at all times. When a person has a prolonged difficulty, it's very hard for him to feel that it's good. And for that reason, the person must continuously strengthen himself and say again and again, I know Hashem is doing this for my best. Each time he says it with belief, the spiritual elevation he gets from it is unimaginable. In certain instances, a person may think to himself, I'm trying to accept that what I'm going through is good. But when I look around and I see everybody else having what I want, how could I think it's good to be in this situation? The answer is, what we are in this world to accomplish has absolutely nothing to do with what other people are here for. Every individual has his own unique mission, and Hashem lovingly guides each person to help him fulfill his purpose here. If part of a woman's tikkun is waiting an extra few years to be married, that means for her to wait is the best possible thing for her life. Hashem is helping her fulfill her mission here. If all of her friends are married already, that does not change what her purpose is. Everyone gets exactly what they need to be successful in this world. And the best thing we could do for ourselves is to trust Hashem and continue growing spiritually in the situations He puts us in. Things happen all the time in our regular everyday lives that threaten to disturb our peace of mind. Our patience gets tested, and naturally, we want to let our frustrations out. Every one of those times is another opportunity to work on ourselves by reminding ourselves that this too has been carefully planned out and orchestrated by Hashem for our good. And if we are able to calm ourselves down and accept it with a smile, we will have passed that test. The best chizuk we can give ourselves to pass those tests and remain happy is to know that the disturbance is actually good for us. And if we knew why it was happening, we would choose it for ourselves. A man told me, this past Chol HaMoed Pesach, he was planning to go away for a few days with his family on a road trip to visit his extended family. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, they were planning to leave early in the morning to meet their family a few hours away for exciting activities. When Yom Tov finished the night before, they discovered a major plumbing issue that was affecting the usage of both of their kitchen sinks as well as two out of their three bathrooms. It was a plumbing emergency, but no plumbers were able to come at that time. One plumber told him he would come the next morning at 9 o'clock. They figured if they left by 10, they would still have a full day with their family at that destination, so they planned accordingly. But the next morning, 9 o'clock came, and the plumber didn't arrive. He told them other emergencies came up and he needed to tend to them first, but he would come to them as soon as he could. The hours passed, and this man's children kept getting more frustrated. Finally, the plumber came at 1 p.m. He spent the next hour fixing the problem. Baruch Hashem, he fixed it. But by that time, it was extremely late. Just as this family was finally getting ready to leave the house, the man's son walked into the dining room to get something. And that's when he yelled, "It smells like fire in here." At first, they couldn't find the source of the smell, but then his daughter saw a very small fire just starting out on top of the table they lit their Shabbat candles upon. They had a 3-day candle lit which actually lasted for an extra half a day that they didn't realize. Somehow, the flame melted the holder and just began burning the wood table beneath it. That is when they realized the amazing Hashkahav Hashem that they had just been a part of. It was all planned out. If they had left any earlier that day, their home would no longer be there. The key in life is to believe in the goodness of every situation before we see it openly. That will help us live a calmer life and gain worlds upon worlds spiritually for the emunah that we display in each and every one of those situations. Have a great day.